Congressman.
What?
My name is Georgie.
Georgie? Well, I've been to Syracuse today, and I had a rough time last night. Did you see it on television? I bet you'd gone to bed.
I'd gone to bed.
That's the way now. Grandpa's, they come in.
Yes, but I read about it.
Have your prayers been answered? Are you helping me on my poverty, or are you still studying?
I'm still studying, Mr. President. I haven't, I've been very much involved in a lot of things, not as many as you have, of course.
Can I help anybody doing anything? Could I call Charlie and ask him to call you and try to work at it that way?
I've been trying to get Charlie, and I haven't got him yet. Yeah, I'm talking about Charlie Guy.
Yeah, I haven't ever asked anything for him or Parker or that old boy Wittenberg, but I've talked to everybody, and they say if I lose one or two chairmen like you and Teague in my own delegation and people hear that name answered, and I agreed to the governor amendment. Did I tell you that?
Yes, that's right.
Governing veto it, right. So that ought to get me some Southern votes. They say it is.
It will.
And
make it easier.
Well, now, what else can I do? I just got to get you talking for me before it's too damn late.
Yes, well, now we've got to.
I think Teague told me that he would, if I had to have his vote to pass this bill, he'd give it to me. So I got to, that's some little help.
Yeah, that's a little help, yeah. Well, let me see. After I talk with Charlie, I'll get in touch.
All right, and I know I can help with Charlie. I believe I could make him call you and ask you to, but you handle it your own way.
All right.
But don't handle it any way where you can't help me, and then call me, let me know, and I want you to talk to one or two folks for me. And you can vote against ARA. You vote against this damned Appalachia. I'll tell Walter not even call you to inquire how you are.
Okay. Now, let me check some.
And then you've got a good excuse that I've agreed to this amendment, which leaves it entirely up to the state.
Yes. Well, now, I think you're all right.
Landrum told me yesterday if I could agree to this amendment, leaving it up to states, it would make a hell of a lot of difference with all the conservatives.
That's right.
And if you can just...
I talked to Landrum a little today, and he feels pretty optimistic about it.
Well, I'm not, though, if I haven't got you, and I'm just going to wait on you. I've got to... Because I want you to help me, Jack Flint.
Oh.
Georgia.
Yeah.
And he'll go with me if I can get you.
Yeah.
And I think Joe Kilgore will go if I go you. I think I got Ray Roberts if I go with you. So I've got a bunch backed up there that... George, let me put it this way. I know one thing. I know I'm right on this. I know I mean more to you and Lubbock and your district and your state and your grandchildren than Charlie Halleck does.
Yes, sir.
And...
Charlie Halleck's not in this picture.
Well, the New York Times this morning, let me read you just one second.
Well, I know what they're saying.
Let me read you one second.
Okay.
But facing the possibility of the biggest defeat of his career, the president has decided to take a personal hand. It's close, it's mighty close. I'm not comfortable about it at all, one leader said. Senator Barry Goldwater, the Republican candidate, has termed it a grab. Some have said that, an unofficial count indicates today that Republicans have an 8-10 vote margin. President Johnson's anti-poverty bill is so close that they're working feverishly to try to recruit enough votes to save it.
Yeah.
President Roosevelt's effectiveness as president was diminished when he lost out in his attempt to pass important legislation, including the Supreme Court. Now, I think if the headlines say the only bill that Lyndon Johnson submitted with his name on it, that 40 Democrats joined Halleck to defeat it, I think it'll hurt every bill I recommend.
Well, this is probably true. This
now,
is what worries.
Now, then I won't put my prestige on the line with ARA and Appalachia, and you can get your two good votes, they'll be coming up, but you can get your votes against them, and they're both poverty bills.
Yeah.
And you can say that's the poverty you're talking about, and say, well, because they put in this governor's amendment that you can go along with it, and I'll get you the support of the governor and the president, and I believe we'll make up for anybody that's lost for you. And if you think it over and talk to them, and if you can help me, call me and let me give you two or three people to talk to for me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you, George.
Ready?